It's episode 177, and we've got plugins for login limits, page management, username changers, custom admin help tabs, floating sidebars, and a cool new plugin to add widgets to the admin dashboard. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be here with everyone.
And we've got a great lineup of plugins for you today. But of course, let's get the usual out of the way right off the top. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review over at Stitcher Radio or on the iTunes Store.
Yeah, the iTunes Store reviews help a great deal. They help us out in the rankings. They help us, jump on top of the other guys. And there's been a couple podcasts out there that, no offense, but they haven't done any podcasts in a couple of years. So yeah, we need to really kind of knock them out of the rankings. So every little review helps. So if you enjoy the show, and we know that there's thousands and thousands of you around the world that enjoy the show every month. So please do us a favor in kind and leave us a review on the iTunes Store. And if you want instant feedback with us, you can always interact with us on Twitter, and you can follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, we are WordPress professionals. Oh man, a tongue twister tonight. So, we make our living with WordPress. So if you're looking for some help, a simple question or two, layout issue, maybe you've broke your website, or you just have a question, you can reach me, pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729, or check out some quick tips over at wppro.ca/emergency.
I was hacked. John, help me. I was hacked.
Emergency support coming
recently.
Your way.
Yeah, thank you. Well, if you'd like to save some cash on a domain name, you can use GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295. It gets you a .com domain for just $2.95. That's less than the price of a vanilla latte. So, get it for $2.95, charge your client $50. Why not?
Why not?
Use the code PLUGIN295.
All right. Well, we've got some great listener feedback this week, and we got an email coming from Hardeep, and it reads as follows. Hi, I'm a teenage WordPress professional or WordPress plugin developer from India and a fan of all WordPress podcasts, including you. I listen to your podcast from my Stitcher, best app ever, every single week, plus Marcus, Sarah, and Jeff on WordPress Weekly Podcast. The reason for sending this email is because I wanted to tell you folks about a new PDF book written by me, which is about WordPress security. I was wondering if you guys would take a look at the book, and I did take a look at it. It's a pretty decent little book on security, and I know you guys pretty much talk about WordPress security and stuff, and there's always something to learn. The book is 100% free. All you got to do is sign up for the email list, and it talks about security. We've left the link in the show notes you can check out, and of course, Hardeep had one last message. P.S. Marcus, please bring the industry night back on the WordPress weekly feed. Thanks a lot, Hardeep. We appreciate it.
I'll see what I can do about that. I'll see what I can do. Industry Night is going to come back eventually, but I'm taking a break because I'm working on a couple other important projects.
And of course, if you'd like to be featured here, or if you got some questions you want us to answer, feel free to drop us an email, send us a speak pipe, anything of that nature.
Yeah, our job as, the hosts of this show, we have a twofold job. The first job is to be the WordPress plugin critics, John. We are the Siskel and Ebert of plugins.
Yes.
And the second job The second job is we are the investigative journalist reporters on the case, trying to track down your needs as far as plugins. So if you're stumped, if there's just something you can't find anywhere as long as you've looked in the repository and you can't come up with it, John and I are the ones to talk to. So go to our site, WPPluginsA2Z.com, and leave us a SpeakPipe message.
We would greatly appreciate it. Yeah, we come up with some interesting plugins and questions from time to time from all you wonderful listeners out there. So, all right, well, that's pretty much it. Anything else of note this week?
Nope, I can smell the meat and potatoes, John.
All right, well, let's get right into it then. All right, well, the first one I've got for you this week, as everyone knows, sometimes it becomes necessary to limit access to your website and limit the visitors you can access it. This plugin is called Limit Login Countries. And what it is set up to do is if you don't need worldwide visitors and you only want to limit it to a specific country or region or set of countries, this plugin helps you even drop off those massive hack attacks from China, Taiwan, and everywhere else that seem to come into my website. It uses MaxMind's GeoLite database, and you can run it in whitelist or blacklist mode, depending on which one you think is most effective. And of course, whitelist is you determine which ones can get through, and blacklist is you determine which ones are not allowed. And it's a great little plugin. It's very simple to set up. One caveat, though, I need to make aware is this is not always an accurate way to block stuff because countries and IP addresses are constantly in flux and changing. IPs that are owned by China this week might be owned by Russia next week and owned by England the following week. They keep selling them back and forth. They're moved constantly. So it's not a surefire way to block everything. But it does work fairly well, and it will cut down if you're getting mass amounts of traffic. Like I know I have a website that has no business whatsoever with China, but if you've ever seen the Baidu search engine search your website, you'll know you can see it'll bring your website to a crawl in a heartbeat because it just doesn't behave very well.
Yeah.
So you can just block China and prevent Baidu or any other area from coming in and streaming everything for your website. So it works out pretty well. It does sort of control things on a short-term basis, and it's a great little plugin, but it's a medium of the road plugin. I gave it a 3 Dragon rating. So check it out. Limit Login Countries.
Very interesting. I think I might have to do that. I'm going to block out, let me ask you, John, does it block out East Canada so you can block out all the French Canadians?
I don't know. It might be able to. Yeah. Depends on whether or not the IPs are assigned specifically to that area.
I'm just kidding, Jacob, if you're listening.
Well, you gotta poke fun at the French Canadians from time to time.
Yeah. Okay. You know, John, one of the biggest pains in the butt that I've seen recently, and I've done a site that has tons of pages, and the pages are childs of, you know, the parent page.
Right.
And it's just a nightmare to try and figure out what is related to what, and I'm only allowed so many pages to view on the screen. It's like it's only listing 20 at a time, right? I think that's the limit, 20 or 12 or something.
Oh, you can go change that.
Well, okay, but even so, it's like it's still a sloppy way to look at it.
It is. It is sloppy.
So this plugin came out. I checked it out in the repository. I installed it on one of my problem sites, and man, it looks beautiful. What it does, Swifty Page Manager, is it kind of creates a hierarchical, if that's a word, tree of your pages, so it's more of a graphic display of how your pages are in a list and how they're related to each other in a tree view rather than the typical list.
Right.
And I think I have one client in particular that I think is really going to appreciate this plugin because he goes back and edits a lot of stuff within pages all the time, depending on when specific rates change of things. So, It's a very nice plugin. It's something that I think anybody that deals with a large volume of pages and especially the parent and child pages, you're really going to appreciate this plugin. So I gave it a 4 out of 5.
That could be very useful. It's makes it easier for those that are more visual, I would think, also to see their pages versus the list view, because the list view is not very visual.
And I have yet to try it in a tablet environment, but I bet it's a lot better that way too.
It probably would be. Okay. Well, the next one I've got here, and as everyone knows, you've been told that admin is a really bad username, mainly because that's the first one that hackers attack. And maybe you've also decided that you're ready to change from Laundry Jock as your username to something more professional, and you need to change that username. Well, the thing about WordPress, and this should have been built in my opinion, into the core a long time ago, is an easy way to change your username. Now, there are dozens of tutorials out there that'll show you how you can go into PHP MyAdmin and edit the database and change your username and on. And initially, that was the only way to get in there and change a username. It was a bit of a pain in the neck. And then this plugin came along called Username Changer. Very simple plugin. It's just brilliant. Whenever you got to change that username, you just install this plugin, go into your profile area and click on the thing that says change username, type in a new username, hit save, and boom, you've changed your username. I mean, why can't that be in the core of WordPress? It should be.
No kidding.
And it's important because it's not so much a problem now if you're setting up a WordPress website, but if your WordPress website was set up anywhere from 1 to 4 years ago, there's a chance your default user is named admin, because that was the only name you could get for the initial setup of it. You had to go create a new user to get away from it.
Or if you're taking over a client site that's already a WordPress site.
I can't count the number I take over that's got admin. The first thing I say to them, we're changing this because it's a security risk.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes it easy. And once you're done with it, if you don't want anyone else messing around with it, you just disable and toss the plugin out. But it's so simple, so straightforward. Does its job. I had to give this a top 5 dragon rating. And of course, I've used it a lot. I just don't think I've ever brought it forward.
You know, you brought up something interesting. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. You're like, you just said, you use it, then you toss it out. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting concept, the disposable plugin.
Yeah.
Single-use plugins.
Yeah, it doesn't. You don't need it once you've changed it, and if you got to change again, you bring it back. But
yeah. But I don't know of many plugins that are just like that, where it's just a single use and you're done.
Yeah.
And goodbye.
I think this is pretty much the only plugin that I ever do that with. I load it in, change the username, and then I toss it out because I don't want people going in and changing their usernames unnecessarily.
Huh. Wild. I'm gonna try that out. Well, okay. Speaking of admin, let's continue on this track here, and actually a couple of them that I have do this. Well, this one is called Better Admin Help Tabs. And you know, John, as you scroll and navigate through the different sections as you're in there, whether it be a page, a post, or custom post types, there's that help tab that's up at the top.
Right.
And often it really just kind of has the stock WordPress info in there. But maybe you wanted to make something custom for that area. Well, this plugin helps you do that. It allows you just to basically take any of those pull tabs and put whatever kind of content you want in it, widget stuff, whatever. This could be help. This could be a link to your support or something like that, or, you know, checklists of things that people have to do for every single post, guidelines, any kind of stuff like that. So really, this is a pretty cool plugin as far as administering and creating content that is on the back end, on the publishing end of WordPress. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be very useful for adding your own personalized information to it.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
All right. And the last one I've got here for you is one way to make, you know, if you've gone on websites and you've seen long scrolling content, and then you get the nice sidebar that continues to float down the edge next to you. Well, that's what this one's called. This is called Strix Magic Floating Sidebar Maker. And with a few simple clicks, you can go in and take your sidebar and make it float down the page as people scroll down the page. So you can always keep your last two widgets in view for your users. You know, keep it with a menu if that's what you want to keep them informed of. If you've got an ad you want always stuck in their face. All of those sorts of things to keep that information right there in their view, no matter how long your scroll gets.
Yeah, lead form.
Yeah. Lead form too, you know. Constantly like, hey, you know, they've read enough and they go, yeah, I'd like to sign up now. And that lead form is still right there in their face. They don't have to scroll back to the top of the page to get to it. I know there's many times where I hit a website and I'm scrolling down and I get down and it's like, oh, there was something up there I needed to go deal with. Now I got to scroll back to the top of the page. Not that it's hard, but it's still, it's that little added thing you got to do on a website you just don't want to do. But this sets it up very nicely. It's sort of gotten a little bit more work to it with the advent of HTML5 themes, but all it is it chooses, you got to go in, you got to set up and choose a CSS class to pick the scrolling sidebar. But all in all, it's been a pretty good plugin. I use it fairly regularly on a lot of websites I build, and due to the update issues with it, you know, I had to drop it from what it used to be a 5 and give it a 4 Dragon rating. So,
well, we do have it in action on our website, so if anybody wants to check out a complete working demo, we have it.
Yeah, it is if you get a long scroll on our site and that sidebar floats down for you, well, that's this plugin here working for you.
Very nice. Well, I'm going to stay with the admin backend as far as some plugins here. This is a very long name for a plugin, but I kind of think you figure it out. It is called Custom Dasp.
it's catching. It's catching. Tongue twisting's catching, obviously.
Easy for me to say. That's what late night recording gets you.
Yeah.
It is called Custom Dashboard Welcome Panel Widget Sidebar. Woo! What's it do? Well, you know, when you click dashboard on your WordPress install, so you get, you know, all the stuff, the news, the stats of how many posts, all that stuff. This allows you an area to put a widget in there, and you can put widgets in it, any kind of widget you want. So it can be a custom sort of widget just for you. Maybe it's a widget of an RSS feed that you want to look at or something like that to blog about, or maybe it's, you know, it could be anything you want. And here's the cool part about it, John, is if I wanted to, I could go into that widget and put in the short code John, as you as the username John, and leave you a little message. And then you close the short code with /John.
Yeah.
And I could put other users in there too. And it would, as soon as you log in, it would give you that message.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's a way to communicate with your other admins.
That's right. So, hey, make sure you do this and clean this up, blah, 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 blah. So it's a real nice way to kind of subtly communicate with people too. So it's a little of a learning curve as far as getting the short codes down, but it's pretty cool as far as what it can do. And this guy is really trying to just sort of pop the bubble as far as what we can do in that dashboard area. And there's a lot we can do. It's just, we haven't really tapped into it. You know, we're just getting around to getting into that area. You know, we're sort of now starting to be selfish about what we want in our admin stuff. So great plugin. Perfect in my eyes, and I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Can be very useful. All right, well, that covers up everything for this week's episode, and I covered up first off the limit login countries, which I gave a 3 rating to, the username changer, which I gave a 5, and then the Strix Magic floating sidebar maker, which I gave a 4 to.
And, boy, I was just admiring your plugin link there again. I talked about Swifty Page Manager, which gives you kind of a tree view of your pages. I gave that one a 4 out of 5. Better Admin Help Tabs lets you customize the message that's up in the Help tab up top. Gave that one a 3 out of 5. And Custom Dashboard Welcome Panel Widget Sidebar, easy for me to say, gave that one a 5 out of 5.
All right, and of course, got a couple... couple commercials for you. So if you are looking for some great, unique stock photography, check out canadastockphoto.com, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else on the web, stock photo images. New images added at a regular basis. They were being daily, but now we've kind of slowed down a bit. So check it out, canadastockphoto.com. You could even get some free images.
Very nice. And remember, use HostGator coupon code PLUGIN. That'll get you 30% off any hosting plan, any term length. Use it on your clients and charge them full price, huh?
No, why not?
That's HostGator coupon PLUGIN.
All right, and if you're not getting enough daily WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate a review on iTunes via or Blueberry and Stitcher Radio.
Absolutely, yeah. Appreciate all the Stitcher fans coming out there, including the ones from India. That's rocking. I love that. Make sure you follow the show also, which you can find at WP Plugins A to Z on Twitter. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and on Twitter at marcuscouch.
That's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.